people what you're here for.
We got to stop it, brother. Let's get together and unify.
Trouble, trouble, trouble,
trouble. Two, four, three,
Radio Basics.
And there's always a message involved.
What's up, Toronto? You're listening to Radio Basics. I'm your host for tonight, Steve DeSova. And on tonight's show, we'll be exploring Rob Ford City. How do we get here and where are we going? With almost 50% of Torontonians absent from the polls altogether last week, that means only 25% of Toronto's electorate, or 15% of Toronto's population, actually voted for Rob Ford. When you consider that only 15% of the people that you cross on this, that you cross on the street on a day-to-day basis actually voted for Ford, his decisive win against his competitors looks a little less impressive. But in any case, almost 50% of those who went to the polls did vote for Ford. And we want to explore in today's program why and how. In today's show specifically, we want to explore how Rob Ford may reflect the weakness of working class forces today in Toronto, their lack of organization, or their misdirection under the leadership of forces that do not represent their interests. Stay tuned, Radio Basics. We're going to drop some beats on you. And we'll be back a little bit later in the show with special guests Ajamu Nungwaya and Pablo Vivanco, community organizer, and the former labor leader here in Toronto. So check it out. Drop some Canadian hip-hop on you. This has Gotta Go by Angerville.
Spread my wings. I gotta go now. Gotta move on to the better things.
still alive in the hood. Could have been locked down or in the hospital bed, begging for one more chance to dance. But instead, I'm busting up this drizzy, thinking about it really, giving thanks for everything that God give me. Got a little hungry, the morning munchies, it ain't nothing. My baby made me ackee, saw fish and fried dumpling. Took a fresh, got dressed, feeling so wet. Slapped her on the butt before I left, thanks for the breakfast. Tucked in the heat, arranged it so neat. Cause just because I feel good doesn't mean that I can sleep. Give these cops the opportunity. Even though I did crime, I love my community. What a paradox in a world so ugly. Can I quote Tupac? Only God
can judge me. This is my life. You can do what you wanna do. This is my life. But you don't have to walk in none of my shoes. This is my life. And I'm a living every day. This is my life. Like tomorrow it could go away. This is my life.
Yeah, I smell gun smoke amongst the roses. Looking at old school photos when we was doing them gangster poses. Yeah, seems life goes on and on. Preacher says he knows it. So, mama sings her favorite song and brings the sun. Kingdom come. Resurrect what he has done. Never been religious, but the Easter's done. It's just a metaphor for what we have won. We have won the hard way, one stop. The reason the streets stay unlocked. No reason for the Glock to be untied. It's too bad, but we never get too sad to rock and roll.
This is my life. You can do what you wanna do. This is my life. You don't have to walk in none of my shoes. This is my life. And I'm a living every day. This is my life. Like tomorrow, it could go away. This is my life.
Beautiful evening in the summertime season. Everyone seems to be happy for no real reason. You can smell the barbecue for miles. Everyone got smiles instead of school faces. This ain't in the newspapers. We acknowledge those locked down and not here. Depending on which we toast or we pour beer. Yeah, a little dragon on the sidewalk. We love you, remember you, we miss you like hip-hop. Shit cock, trying not to end up like that. Strategizing how to make this back. Trying to stack for the future. Hustlers don't get a pension. The pathway to hell is paved with good intentions. Wrong or right is just a matter of perspective. I know killer's homeboy, I'm connected. The game's in me like it just got ejected. You don't have to fuck it like
this,
you just expect it.
You can do what you wanna do. This is my life. You don't have to walk in none of my shoes. This is my life. And I'ma live it every day. This is my life. Like tomorrow could go away. This is my life.
Yo, this is Ludacris, and you listening to CHRY 105.5 FM. It gets no better.
Basics here on CHRY 105.5, and we're back. Rob Ford made no secret about his anti-immigrant, misogynist, racist, and anti-working class positions during his mayoral campaign this year. For instance, at the All Candidates debate that took place at Yorkwood's Library near Jane and Finch on October 6th, here's what Ford had in mind for solving the dropout rate amongst the higher dropout rate amongst Latin American youth in Toronto.
What we have to do is stopping Latin American kids from dropping out of school is simple. They are phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal athletes. They love to play soccer, they're musicians, they're great, and you have to give them that carrot to keep them in school. You can't just tell kids to go to school and say study. You have to have some fun while you're at school. I'm a high school football coach. I deal with kids every day between the ages of 14 and 18, which is the most critical time of their lives when they start hanging around the right people or the wrong people. I started a football foundation, and this has helped kids get out of gangs, get out of jail, and stay in school. I know this is what we can do with McWiggin, the Catholic school just up the street. We got C.W. Jeffries of Westview here. I started football programs at little schools. It has turned the school around. The girls follow. They have the cheerleading team, and then the music comes in. They have the marching bands and everything.
That's right, folks. Soccer and cheerleading is a solution for Latin American young men and women. But our show today isn't going to waste your time entertaining some of the finer points of Ford's racist buffoonery. Rather, let's be introspective. What we want to do with the show tonight is view Ford's strength as a reflection of our weakness, as reflective of the lack of genuine organizations that serve working class people in Toronto. Ford's agenda was clearly lined up against the working class in a variety of ways. Ford says he'll put an end to strikes at the TTC and among city workers. Ford will put a brake on new transit, public transit initiatives. Ford has also said he would only hire back half of all retiring employees of the city. And he's planning to put more cops in our streets, which, as you may have guessed, further inflates the already largest line item on Toronto's municipal budget. So where the hell was labor in this past election? Was Pantalone the best candidate that the organized forces of the working class could have put up? And if so, what does this tell us about social democracy today? That is, the forces of the New Democratic Party and the whole labor bureaucracy or labor aristocracy, which tries to no avail to whip its membership into supporting the NDP. Recall, it was an NDP city council who railroaded municipal workers into a strike in the hot summer of 2009. It was an NDP city that the numbers of young, it was in an NDP city that many more numbers of young racialized men were murdered by Toronto police, despite violent crime rates actually declining. And it was in an NDP city, a city hall that swelled police spending from $634 million a year in 2003 to over $900 million a year currently. That's an over 40% increase in police spending. So why wasn't this an issue during the municipal elections? After one of the greatest police-related scandals in Toronto's history, the massive repression at the G20 summits, which is the largest mass arrest in Canadian history. Who created the agenda of this past municipal election? In the midst of stagnation and economic crisis, was it our forces, the people, who created this agenda? Or was it one that was presented to us? Who selected the final three candidates who we were led to vote for? Or two, if you consider all the lectures we were being given about strategic voting and being responsible with your vote. All this in just a moment as we explore Rob Ford City. Today I have on the line with us two community and labor organizers to talk about these issues and answer the question, why do the official organizations of labor fail to present workers with a better city council than this? Does worker power rest in strategic voting or strategic organizing? And what are workers going to have to do to defend themselves in Rob Ford City? I'd like to welcome to the show tonight Pablo Vivanco and Ajamu Nanguaya. Pablo Vivanco is an active member of Barrio Nuevo, a Latin American community organization in Toronto. He works for the Center for Spanish-Speaking People, and he was also an executive assistant for Council Paula Fletcher at City Hall for a number of years. Ajamu Nanguaya is an active rank-and-file labor leader in CUPE and a member of the anarchist communist organization Common Cause. He challenged Sid Ryan's leadership at the last CUPE Ontario elections for president and garnered about 25% of the vote. Brothers, thank you for being on the line with us tonight. Are you there?
Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Thanks a lot, brother.
Thanks a lot, Ajamu. Pablo, thanks for being on the line. So, Pablo, you're no stranger to City Hall politics. You worked there for a number of years, but today you're making your impact felt in our communities by organizing. But given your experience in City Hall, tell us a little bit about Rob Ford's history and how do we get to the present?
Well, just a little clarification, Steve. I never stopped organizing. So whether at City Hall,
for sure, no doubt.
Rob Ford. Obviously, like, I mean, as some of people, I think most people in Toronto started learning about Rob Ford in the last couple of years. Up until maybe a year after or around the time of the last re-election of David Miller, Rob Ford was relatively unknown aside from you know, the folks that were voting for him as their counselor out in his part of Etobicoke. Rob Ford started to get fairly well known in City Hall, like I said, in the last term of the Miller government, particularly because he ended up having the ear, coincidentally, of a number of different people who are City Hall writers, particularly people like Sue Ann Levy, who some other people may recognize. She's a vitriolically right-wing commentator for the Toronto Sun, mm-hmm. Who gave him a lot of profile, particularly because, you know, he was just, he had a reputation as a penny pincher, right? Like, I mean, he'd make these really bombastic, grandiose speeches at City Hall about, you know, speed humps, you know, things like that, right? Like small sort of things. The other things that he was known for is, like, I mean, his occasional, you know, ignorant comments, you know, like some of the things that have become, that a lot of people have posted on YouTube, for example, his comments around how cyclists are essentially to blame anytime that a cyclist is killed, that the only people who get AIDS are people who use intravenous drugs or are gay. Just, you know, quite ridiculously ignorant comments.
Yeah.
And that's essentially who he is. But at the end of the day, though, like, I mean, the other thing that does have to be said about him, and this is something else that's been recognized, though, that he actually was really responsive, right? He had a reputation for being really responsive to people. So if you called him, right, and you know what, I even had people from OCAP telling me this, right, like that if you called Rob Ford would give you a call back. You know, he may not agree with you, but generally, if there was a problem with city service, the man would give you a call back, and he'd answer to that, right? And he'd try to get, like, the city service, if they had some sort of responsibility there, to respond. So on that level, I think that certainly any radical politicians or whatever, right, anybody who has pretensions of trying to get into City Hall, that's something that has to be watched for, that actually people want their politicians to respond to their calls. They want people to be accessible. And, like, I mean, for all of the racism and ignorance that Rob Ford certainly has, he also, like, I mean, did do that as well.
Mm-hmm. Brother Ajamo, you wrote an article leading up to the election questioning the whole logic of, you know, strategic voting, and in fact counterposing the question that why can't we select none of the above and mobilize, educate, and organize our base to challenge the forces of exploitation and domination, which Rob Ford is representing, right? Why none of the above? Why not Pantalone? You know, what did you mean by that article?
Well, the thing is that it was an unpublished letter that I sent to the Toronto Star a day before the election, and it wasn't published. But my position is this, that if we put ourselves in a position as left-wing people, progressive people, of voting for the lesser of the evils presented before us, what we're actually doing is lowering our expectation for a political outcome. One thing I must be clear, that Pantalone wasn't even the choice for mayor and by Miller. Miller's choice was Adam Giambrone.
Yeah.
So he was just a default person. So even an establishment figure such as David Miller saw him as leadership material. He's just, like, you know, the biggest second banana in the history of City Hall, and that's where, you know, and that's the level of leadership that he, or leadership position that he was seen as deserving. And so for we as left-wingers and organized labor to support someone who has comfortably worked with Lastman, Art Eggleton, he has worked with a number of different mayors, you know, it shows that he's, you know, ideologically and even programmatically slippery. He can work for any master. He doesn't come with a distinct position, principled position,
yeah,
on the issues. Also,
utterly seemed to me utterly uninspirational as a leader.
Oh, no, absolutely. But that, one of the things about this election is that there were no visionary positions, even for right wing. There's nothing even visionary from any of the main contenders for the office of mayor of Toronto. So there was nothing that can inspire people to say, okay, this is what we want. You know, so to me, you know, that in itself was a problem. But part of the issue is that organized labor do not have a vision of what type of politics we would want. For one thing, it doesn't have a class-oriented politics. There's a trade unionist. I see that in our courses. You can take our courses and have no sense of what are the strategic goals of the working class. We don't even call all members working class. We refer to them as middle-class members. And if we want to mobilize our own class and working class identity, how can we do that when the aspiration of our members are to consume at a certain level? Because for our members, class is not really a structural relationship. You know, for them, it is about what you can consume. Can I own a mortgage? Can I have a flat-screen television? Can I, have a cottage in Muskoka?
Let me put the question like this, then. Let's refocus the conversation here. And Pablo, I know that you have to dip out early, so perhaps you can answer first. So you mentioned, Pablo, that Ford perhaps being somewhat more responsive to some of the electorate than other councils. Certainly his message, however shallow, resonated with people. You know, he provided them with some very, very short-term gains in terms of certain tax cuts, right? But short, medium, and long-term attacks on the working class, as we're going to discuss. So how was it that the organized forces of labor, the House of Labor, I use that word critically, why was it that they were not able to put forward a vision that inspired working people, that rallied people to a cause that actually defended their short, their medium, and their long-term interests? Pablo.
Well, I think, you know, you've kind of hit the nail on the head. You almost hinted to the answer in your question there. I think it's precisely because there is no recognized program among the House of Labor of what to do, right? Like, I mean, they're still functioning within, like, and if you permit me kind of like the use of a little jargon here, they're still functioning within the idea of going back to the Keynesian social contract, right? The idea that you can create, like, you know, the peace between rich people and, like, organized labor, working people. So they think that, it's just a matter of getting in there, and then all of a sudden, like, you'll be able to transform things slowly but surely, like, I mean, that reducing things to the struggle for, things that are really hard to peg down, like good jobs or things like that, right? There is really, like, no program of where things are going. From the House of Labor, even a lot of, like, the labor-endorsed candidates themselves were really hard to peg down in terms of where they actually stood, not even on, like, you know, questions about, like, you know, broader macroeconomic questions, but, like, you know, even small, like, you know, city building sort of stuff, right? And also, like, I mean, there's a hesitation, for example, on a number of parts of the labor movement to, for example, challenge even some of the discourse, right? Like, there's hesitation to to talk about a privatization, right? And to talk about, like, where the political economic interests are coming from. I think one of the things that one of the reasons that Rob Ford resonated so much with a lot of people is people generally are getting a sense that there's something fundamentally wrong in our society, that there's something wrong in our economy. And Rob Ford was able to capitalize on that by pointing the finger, right? Saying the problem is the unions, the problem is the socialists, the problem is bike lanes, the problem is people with the HIV.
Immigrants, refugees.
Immigrants. They're the problem. But the thing is that the left...
Latin American kids who don't know how to study, who need to play more soccer.
That's exactly. So, but, you know, the organized left and stuff, the discourse that we're told to use is one where we're trying to unify all sectors, we're trying to bring in everybody, so we're not actually trying to focus people's attentions to what the problems are in society. There's a saying in Spanish, you know, trying to block the sun with one finger, right? Like, and it's almost trying to do that. Like, we're trying to convince people that everything is fine when they get a sense that everything is not fine. And I agree that obviously we shouldn't whip people into a hysteria, right? But nonetheless, like, I mean, we should be presenting to people what are the actual problems of society. Like, one of the things, for example, that the Miller government never really fully did well was explain to people what were the structural problems with the municipal budget, right? Because of the fact that they actually had almost out of a necessity, had to have some sort of agreement with the provincial Liberals in order so that the Liberals would, on a year-to-year basis, cut them a check at budget time, right?
Yeah.
So the pact there was, you don't criticize McGuinty too much, and he'll write you that check at budget time to save your ass. But at the same time, come the actual budget process time, right, who wears it, right? It isn't the Liberals that wear that, right? It isn't the Liberals that are blamed for structural deficits or all this sort of stuff, or having to implement a $60 tax increase anytime you go to register a car. It ends up being Miller, and whether Miller is associated or not, even with socialism, we end up wearing it. Like the people who actually do uphold a different economic alternative, who do uphold a socialist alternative, we end up wearing that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think this has to be a wake-up call for everybody. And where I totally agree with Brother Ajamu is that we can't fall into the mistakes that have been made in the past, trying to, like, I had no patience for a lot of the stuff that was being talked about in terms of strategic voting. And also one of the things that we're definitely going to have to be weary of on a move-forward basis is the people that are going to try to galvanize a lot of the distaste that people have in their mouths over the fact that Ford is mayor now. The people that are going to be organizing against some of the things that he's going to be putting forward, the privatizations, the cuts that he's going to be putting forward, and trying to put all of our energies into something which is then going to try to be co-opted for electoral, simply and purely electoral purposes 4 years from now.
Yeah.
Right? Because we've lived this before. This is what happened during the Harris period. We were told that if McGuinty got in, everything would be fine. Everything got demobilized afterwards.
That's right.
And you know, we end up a couple years later in the same issue.
It's a pendulum that swings back and forth. When the right is in power, we're told that we have to mobilize hard to get them out. And you know, when we have a social democratic or liberal government that, you know, doesn't deal with the structural crises that give rise to, you know, the right having a social basis and being able to whip them up, we're then told we need to mobilize again in elections to prevent them from coming in.
That's
so
right.
it really swings back and forth. Pablo, I'm glad you brought up the term, Keynesianism, somewhat jargonistic, but I think you explained it well. Ajamu Nanguaya, you know, you wrote an article on this recently, and I believe you have a submission coming into Basics newsletter in the next issue in November dealing with this. I would permit you, if you jumped up to the provincial level a little bit, to discuss the problems of labor. Tell us a little bit about the problem of capital and labor trying to coexist in solving this problem. How is it that the labor movement is not been able to go forward from within the parameters of Keynesianism?
Well, you see, one of the things, when we look at these issues, we have to also look at it historically and look at what took place at least just, you know, after the Great Depression, or, you know, after immediate years after the Great Depression, then during the post-war years, when organized labor and the capitalist class, as well as the state in the Western countries, came together and set up a bargain that led to the creation of what we considered a wealthier state, which, you know, is, you know, to constitute many of the social programs that we have been benefiting from since the post-war period, but which has, you know, which came under attack after the post-war, after the 1970s. So, you know, some of the things like unemployment benefits, you know, mother's allowance, and these things that constitute the social programs that constitute the social safety net was a bargain between labor and capital. It's okay, organized labor, we will, you know, treat those workers who are unionized fairly well. We'll provide a family wage so that the man who's going out to work can take care of his family. But in order for this deal to be struck, you need to support anti-communism at home.
Yeah.
You know, chase out all communist organizers and any type of principled-less organizers out of the trade union movement. And also, we need you to support, you know, really reactionary trade union movements in the Third World, as well as our attempt to exploit resources overseas. But by the 1970s, when Keynesianism wasn't really working, because here you had what they were considering to be stagflation in Europe and North America, where you have inflation and at the same time you have high levels of unemployment, which is not supposed to be the way that their economic cycle is supposed to work. So, you know, but by that time, the workers, the capitalists didn't fear organized labor. They didn't fear that workers would gravitate towards radical socialism. So they could make attack on the wealthier states in terms of starting to cut back social benefits in terms of starting to claw back on some of the unemployment benefits that people are getting, in terms of making social assistance very, you know, Scrooge-like, by cutting the benefits that people receive. And that really started with Thatcherism, Reaganism, and even our own Mulroney here, and throughout the Western world. So they're still caught up in the Keynesian bargain that they struck in the 1940s, right up to the 1970s.
Yeah.
So that's why you find us, our fine organized labor is still committed to supporting social democratic parties, even though when social democrats are in power, they behave just like right-wing parties. Because we saw that with Bob Rae here in Ontario, that Bob Rae, during a recession, created the context for the more mean-spirited Harris that came about. If you look at the NDP provincially across Canada and how they behave once in power, they behave like right-wingers in power. Yes, they may give some, you
with
know,
a smiling face
and some labor legislation here and there, but essentially on major economic questions, they vote, they just operate just like a liberal administration or a conservative administration. So that's the position that we're in today, that in spite of the fact that the NDP isn't a party that push the interests of the working class, that's where labor has really banked support, or part of labor, because you have some trade unions are very much pro-liberal, like the trade union, and some of even the trade. So even among the bourgeois parties, which include the NDP, you have labor splitting itself in terms of which one of the players inside the circle of conformity they're going to support. But
so, brothers, if what we're saying is that, you know, you're identifying that the House of Labor, you know, the union bureaucracies and leadership and the NDP that they support are floating programs of basically, you know, collaboration between, you know, capital, industry, and workers, labor. And this is in a period where that collaboration historically was based on an anti-communist alliance, and it was based on, you know, the repression of third world independence movements. And from the 1970s forward, this has all collapsed, and it's been a steady attack on labor year by year, decade by decade, and it's only intensified. But yet the House of Labor remains stuck within these parameters. So in Rob Ford City, you know, in Toronto over the next 4 years and beyond, what is it that working class people have to do? How are we going to organize ourselves? Pablo, are you still there, brother?
I am, Stephen. I'm going to try to have to reply quickly because I head back into a meeting,
sure,
unfortunately. Sorry. I don't want to be trite and just say organized, but I do think that what is lacking here in our city are grassroots forms of organizations. Like, I mean, I myself work in a social service agency, and obviously, like, I mean, there's still going to be need for those type of institutions in our city in order to meet the service needs that a lot of people, vulnerable communities have. At the same time, those don't replace organizations that serve as education, mobilization tools for those same communities, right? Like, they can't be those substitutes. And what's going to have to, I don't know, what the things that are going to have to happen in this city are going to be based on the success that even that we have in terms of opposing what's going to be stopping the things that Rob Ford has already promised that he's going to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be contingent on the ability of grassroots organizations to mobilize, and also of that House of Labor to come to terms with the fact that it's no longer got the negotiating sort of power that it used to have back in the 80s, right? That those times, the good old days, are over, right? So it's going to, like, the House of Labor, and this is what the things that are it's not just here, right? Like, I mean, the union movement all across the world is having to come to terms with that, right? And it's going to be the base that's going to have to come to terms with that too, like realizing that it's no longer the way that it was, you know, for those 20, 30 periods in the post-war era, as Brother Jamu was talking about, in the developed part of the world, where, you know, doing some lobbying sessions and you can get, you know, some nice concessions, you can get, you know, some nice paying jobs, that those times are over, and unless you have the ability to mobilize, unless you have the ability to put out people onto the street and to do militant labor actions if need be, and which it seems like it is going to be necessary, then you're up against the wall.
Mm-hmm. Pablo Vivanco of Barrio Nuevo, brother, thank you for being on the line with us tonight.
Thanks, man.
So, Ajamu, brother, as an activist within the labor movement, you know, within QP, how do you respond to that point?
Well, for me, I was one of those people who didn't, at least even right now, I don't even despair over the election of Rob Ford.
Yeah.
Because I believe that we have the capacity, both within the community sector as well as within organized labor, to come and challenge whatever policies that he would like to enact. We can make this city ungovernable.
Yeah.
But it's going to take a certain level of political commitment. And I do believe that even the backward leadership in the labor movement will see the necessity to do something. I'm not even sure if they know what they can do, or I'm not even sure also how far they're willing to go. But one of the things that they usually do is try to get people out, or try to lobby politicians and, you know, bring members out to some public action. But in terms of what Pablo was talking about in terms of mobilizing and organizing, I think it's critical that we look and say, okay, which are the locals in these trade union structures that we can work with, that are progressive, our progressive leadership and even progressive membership, that are willing to use their material resources to support community and labor mobilization against what Ford has as his agenda items, which are really things that would cause suffering for people, even many of the people, poor people who supported Ford. His policies would work against their best interests.
Yeah.
So I think that's something that we need to look at, like, what groups can we work with? We can look at even, like, the workers' assembly and say, okay, what potential does this organization have to be center of mobilizing with other organizations that are out there? It is also critical within the labor movement for us, for progressive locals, to come together and work with community organizations to create activist training, skills building, and political education-oriented training to train community organizers. And it's not just teaching people about philosophy and political theory, which must be a part of anything that we're doing, but also, like, what type of skills do we need to have people to go out into communities and use method tactics that are appropriate to the context in which they're working? Because sometimes we may think organizing a community meeting may be the way to reach people, but it could be a question of organizing within people's home, and that may come from me looking at what are some of the different organizing strategies that have been used. For example, there was a movement in the 30s in Antigonish, Nova Scotia.
Yeah.
And one of the things that they did was have these kitchen table meetings, like 5 to 7 people. And at another level, they would have a larger gathering of the different household-based meeting that took place. And they were able to mobilize people around adult education and cooperative formation. So even within this country, we can borrow from what has gone on all over the world, is to draw on organizing approaches that can educate and empower people to work in their own collective self-interest.
Absolutely.
As you know, so but what must happen is that we definitely need a systematic organizer and organizing and political education program in this city. And, you know, we can look at the next 4 years, but this is like we're building for the future, and we will continue to oppose what Ford and his friends will be doing in city council. But we're planning for the future. So we're not going to be, you know, oblivious of what Ford is doing, but at the same time, we're also planning for the long term.
Absolutely. Ajamu, brother, thank you for being on the line with us tonight. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks a lot, brother Stephen. Take care.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was Ajamu Lungwaya, an activist with QP here in Toronto. And In addition, there was Pablo Vivanco, a member of Barrio Nuevo, a Latin American community organization in Toronto. We've been talking about Rob Ford City, you know, how we got here and where we're going, and what working class people are going to have to do at the grassroots level to counter, I mean, the policies that he's going to, in part, continue, which are a hangover from the previous government, but also intensify. Ford made no secret of his racist, misogynistic, you know, homophobic, anti-working class disposition. So it's really just given us a clear target in terms of our struggles, in terms of how to mobilize the people for change. So Radio Basics, we'll be back at the end of our show, some community announcements. We're going to go to a break from our sponsors. Check it out.
Oliver Samuels here reminding you that you're listening to CHRY 105.5 FM Music Wagga Wagga.
Radio Basics, and we're back here on CHRY, my favorite campus community radio station in Toronto. Great place to be, great place to work out of. You know, we've been here for 2 years doing our show, bringing the attention, drawing the attention of the CHRY audience to the issues affecting working people, the majority of people here in Toronto, whether it be issues in the workplace or in our communities. For more information about who we are and what we do, you can check out our website at basicsnews.ca. Well, we have a newsletter published every 2 months, delivered door-to-door throughout Toronto in the thousands. Been around for 5 years, and here on CHRY for 2 years with Radio Basics. Looking to expand and make new moves in the next couple of years, you should keep an eye on us, basicsnews.ca. We're always looking for people to get involved because we're a people-driven, mass-based organization in Toronto serving working people. So we can't do what we do without the help of regular people like you listening right now to our show. If you enjoyed what we were talking about tonight, you found it informative, check out our website. And more importantly, please get involved because we're not one of these organizations that are an extension of the state, that are getting handouts, that are therefore dependent and politically cannot say what they want or do what they want. We work because people support us and because of the support we get from the people. So I encourage you to check that out. Before we go out on the radio show today, just a couple of announcements about community events coming up. The one is a play called Not By Our Tears, and it details the conclusion, the closing months of the 30-year civil war in Sri Lanka that concluded in May 2009 with the onslaught, which saw some 40,000 Tamil civilian lives eliminated and the internment of more than 300,000 Tamils in various military-run camps in northern Sri Lanka. That play will be screened, or it will be staged, I should say, at the University of Toronto Robert Gill Theater on Saturday, November 13th from 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's at 214 College Street in Toronto. You can Facebook that, Not By Our Tears, and all the information you need will come up. Furthermore, we have a rally being held on November 9th at 6 p.m. outside the U.S. Consulate that Basics is endorsing. It's a Stop the Execution of Mumia Abu-Jamal rally. Mumia Abu-Jamal is basically in a legal situation right now where the Third Circuit Court is considering reinstating the death penalty in his case. If you know anything about his case, you know it's quite convoluted and has decades of history to it. But in essence, Mumia Abu-Jamal, if you don't already know who he is most certainly one of the most, if not the most famous political prisoner in the world today. His name is known all across the world. His case is followed by millions, tens of millions of people perhaps, and his voice is listened to every week on his prison radio show, where he makes call-ins from his prison, recording basically small, short essayistic various topics affecting contemporary society. He is definitely a champion of working class and oppressed people. And in fact, when the death penalty was previously hanging over his head, before it was commuted, just days before, a huge mass movement to millions of people all across the world were mobilized to ensure that he wasn't killed, because as the mass majority of people believe for him to be innocent, it was basically said that if Mumia burns, cities will burn, because people are sick and tired of the war on working class, and especially black people, African-American people in the United States, and particularly the targeting of activists and revolutionaries within the United States, especially the African population, evidenced by the brutal repression campaigns of COINTELPRO throughout the 1970s and onwards, and in fact the whole institution of policies that have targeted African-American people, urban racialized working class people, such as the war on drugs, the war on poverty, war on crime, now the war on terror, in its own way targeting black racialized and working class people. It's really important. This is really what the Mumia campaign speaks to, these larger issues affecting American society. But right here in Canada, it speaks to a number of issues that play out in parallel to those that play out in the United States. Just in the past, although of a different nature, in the past couple months alone, many young racialized men have been killed by Toronto police. There was Eric Osawe, who was killed at Kipling and Bloor. There was a 25-year-old brother, I forget his name, killed in Parkdale a couple weekends ago. There was the young brother who was killed at Victoria Park, getting off a bus on August 29th. There was Junior Manon, killed here on York University campus on May 5th. And that, in addition to increased military spending, increased police spending, tougher sentencing laws, tougher parole legislation that's being passed, all these sets of laws that combine with the economic crisis and social crisis unfolding our society to make the conditions for working class people, especially racialized, black, Latin American, immigrant working class people, tougher and tougher and tougher. So getting back to the actual community event, Stop the Execution of Mumia Abu-Jamal rally happening on Tuesday, November 9th at 6 p.m. The U.S. Consulate in Toronto, which is University Avenue between Dundas and Queen. Incredibly important for people to show up and show your support and allow us to discuss how issues similar to those faced by Mumia Abu-Jamal are playing out right here in Canada. If not the execution of political prisoners or social prisoners, the repression that Canadian people face, working class people, is not unsimilar to what happens in the United States. So check that out. That's November 9th at 6 p.m. Radio Basics, we're off for the night. I'll drop one more track on you before the night's out. This is Quanche Robbed. Radio Basics, you can hit us up every Monday night, 8 to 9 p.m. And don't forget to check out our website, basicsnews.ca. Much love, Toronto.
Those who live in glass houses shall not throw stones. Real talk. Our education getting robbed by the government. You get to check, you getting robbed by the government. Our native people got robbed by the government. Who really the thieves they portray as you and me? Yeah. The working class getting robbed by the government. Poor people evicted from condos and luxury. The truth by media get robbed because of government. Who really the thieves? Yeah. They calling me a thief, charging me with robbery and breach of the peace. But can we stand to look upon these beasts? They the ones that come and shoot us down in the streets. The step days back to the clowns from the east. I'm talking about Europeans, English and French. Came to this land, found man, made friends and enslaved them. Took advantage of trust and then raped them. Old Canada, the land stolen from the natives and First Nations. They kidnap the children, put them in the placements, forced assimilation. It's like slave breaking. Now enough of them is sniffing glue or staying wasted. Just another race, erased, more recent. They thinking that this minimum wage is decent. Taking 15% off the checks we receiving. We can't go to school cause we banned for no reason. Our education getting robbed by the government. You get your check, you getting robbed by the government. Our native people got robbed by the government. Who really the thieves? They portray us, you and me. Yeah. The working class getting robbed by the government. Poor people evicted from condos and luxury. The truth by media get robbed cause of government. Who really the thieves? They show you my TV. The same schools assholes make schools traps that'll leave you with a case before class. Trouble waiting on the ad for you to get out of the bin. Cause with a criminal record you can't get employment. So they stay employed. No takers in the courthouse to go and inform the snort makers in the courthouse to go and inform the principal and the staff too. Till you and your boys ain't allowed in the classroom. Now that's robbery. So how could the queen represent my country and charge me with larceny? Further with the fuckery, it's hard to be
humble when I see what they do in the region and jungle. TCHC trying to come up on the double. History repeats itself. It's no puzzle. It's exactly what happened to Africville when they move all the blacks to the helm and they can't be for real. Education getting robbed by the government. You get your check, you getting robbed by the government. Our native people got robbed by the government. Who really the thieves they portray as you and me? Yeah. The working class getting robbed by the government. Poor people evicted from condos and luxury. The truth by media get robbed cause of government. Who really the thieves they show you on TV? Single parent, so I cook for kids in the kitchen, like youth pitching, so they grow healthy with wisdom. Two sons for revolution, fun and religion. Soldiers like women with children, living in prison. No CAS visits, locked down with precision. Oppression and conditions, breed more resistance, skip a generation. They'll succeed on the mission, maybe not, probably end up dead or in prison. On the outside, genocide, party bullshitting, like it's 94, and Biggie still living, with pimps and grimy whores. Is this really living? I'd rather sleep with the dead. No, it really isn't. Daisy's popping up by my head, watching television. We're being watched by the feds, call it devil vision. Look around, wipe my forehead, hell is dripping with sweat, blood, and tears. These fellow snitches. Black woman, born into oppression. Black children, born into oppression. Crack dealing, born into oppression. Blacks killing, born into oppression. Black woman, born into oppression. Black children, born into oppression. Crack dealing, born into oppression. Blacks killing, born into oppression. The Wild Wild West really doesn't make no sense. Like going from owning property to more rent, with 80 bodies in the hood filled with more lead. The property value go from dollars to more cents. People moving out, houses selling out for less. Every time bodies dropping bullets and more stress. In Oakwood there's no rats, mice is a rodent. But women, low income families, no men. 10 bars, 20 after hours, hoes bent. A few bloods, proletarians and more dreads. Hustling for a cooked food before bed. Half a grade 10 in the street for more bread. Hard dough, only middle pieces, no ends. Gunning like Middle East, turning up more dead. Students need to go back to school for more creds. Get a job, grind, make it difficult for fed. Black woman, born into oppression. Black children, born into oppression. Crack dealing, born into oppression. Blacks killing, born into oppression. Black woman, born into oppression. Black children, born into oppression. Crack dealing, born into oppression. Blacks killing, born into oppression. I'm filled with Quan J, he a modern C-H-E. Gorilla on the strip, war with T-A-B. Gorillas in the mist, we must be crazy. Preparing the poor to go to war with ladies and gentlemen who own property on Bay Street. With underdogs who won't live to see 18. From the rock in a hard place like the 80s. We're rank and file workers, some way deep in recession. 82 can take these cracking weapons. 101 pay me the message. Reagan propaganda they screen through TVs from Transformers to 18. 20 years later, our nightmare, they dream. The war on drugs, things not what they seem. A war on thugs that began in 83 to lock a whole generation up from 18 to 31 and build more jails to make cream. They put every cell block to work at 18. Yearly salary, overtime, less than 8 G's. Get the picture? Von Rhodes salute, say cheese. Black woman, born into oppression. Black children, born into oppression. Crack dealing, born into oppression. Blacks killing, born into oppression. Black woman, born into oppression. Black children, born into oppression. Crack dealing, born into oppression. Blacks killing, born into oppression.
are fighting for justice for Alwi, 'cause no one cares about the pain of his family. Is it 'cause we get our beliefs from TV and dream of living like they do in the movies? Yeah, this is Makaya, and you're listening to Radio Basics on 105.5 CHRY, revolutionizing radio.
Yeah, yeah, it's for the people. Hey, yo, I gon' drop it like this on them. Yo, hey, yo, hey, yo, hey, yo. I look on the streets, I'm seeing homicide. Wait, rock flip for money, niggas trying to survive. We don't realize our part of this world as a whole, integrated in a system that we take its toll on all of us. Plus, now you see the rust of the military industrial complex. Corrupt all government. Money for bombs should pay for books, but they scared of history 'cause we take back what it took. From Africa, Asia, and Latin America, now they're tearing up the Middle East with bombs, 'cause that's the area that's rich with oil, and it separates east from west. They want control to keep trying to suppress. What we up against is money over life. The system we live in, and killing the poor, but we all are alike. From the hood to the refugee camps, we all one, gotta take a stance just to survive in advance. I see them burning alive. White phosphorus bombs that be scorching their eyes. We don't realize we the power behind them weapons. And if we united, we got the power to stop Armageddon. The lessons of Gandhi and Dr. King should bring wisdom to the generation of bling. Doing our own thing to come up, but the struggle's up, stuck. Can't think about justice when your mind is stuck. In the ghetto, dodging bullets and cops, selling that rock, 'cause that's the source of wealth that we got. We the have-nots, but that rock comes from the people of its color to smother the brothers of a movement. Now we kill each other for the love of money and the love bitches who only trying to see a man for their riches. And so many good women can't trust us 'cause their heart is broken. They don't know a good man from the blood that they smoking. Death is the answer. As a matter of fact, we just a letter in God's chapter in the book of life. There's 6 billion pages with ages and stages. We don't know how we create us until our last breath. Until then, we the gods of this earth. Don't know what it's worth until we lay it in dirt. We the people create, love, hate, judge, communicate, and relate in God's image. But he ain't defined with physics, so when he touched down, we'll still be at the line of scrimmage. I'm like, what is this? World is sin. Devil God making a vice grip, 'cause he wants me over to him. I'd rather die with a legacy of love like Christ. Only the brave could ever make a martyr sacrifice. My device is the mic. If they try to shut me up, you see the people rise up until the sky get touched.
When police did a crime, the Star reports it, and they show no shame because the government supports it. Extra, this is Radio Basic, revolutionizing radio. Tune in, CHRY 105.5 FM. Get your entertainment on, y'all. This is Melodic, and I'm just saying straight, yowza, Radio Basics.
We'll be right back.
Radio Basics, I'm not too sure where Every Night I Have the Blues is. I hope Vince is going to be here soon. But if you're not, brother, I'll hold it down. Don't worry. The last six tracks you heard was Robbed by Quanche, Born Into Oppression by Wasun, Infrared, that was The People by Infrared, and a couple tracks by Zaki Ibrahim, Grow, and Majority World. And excuse the interference and noise coming out in the background in some of those tracks, disrupting those incredibly beautiful songs. You know, I was trying to load up some other tracks on MySpace, and I don't know, I'm sure y'all notice, y'all artists know a lot about this, and many of you music fans, I'm sure, know a thing or two as well, about how when you go onto MySpace and you try to load up an artist, you have all these other songs and promotions that load up in the comments page of the artist. And if you want to listen to one of those songs by the artist that you're looking for, you have to go and press pause, or you have to stop the playing of all those other tracks and promotions that are kind of spammed onto the walls of those artists. So that's what that was. I was trying to get on some Ian Kamau, but does not have a friendly MySpace site. So I'm sorry, brother, and I'm sorry to any Ian Kamau fans out there. We're going to go to a break from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with some more good Toronto and Canadian hip-hop.
This is CHRY 105.5 FM.
I lied. I'm going to take a break from the Canadian hip-hop. This is Bamboo, Filipino-American rapper out of the Bay Area, San Francisco. The title of the track is Chairman Mao. Check it out.
Distributed out. We need Ann Coltier to shut a motherfucking mouth. Zapatista guerrilla as soon as the beat played. My rifle's a little scrappy, it's my indigenous spade chucking on my spit. X these white boys out like Kevin Federline.
Hello, kids. Guess what at the time?
What kind of
this is the Mao Tse Tung.
No, the next one over.
Mao Tse Tung Bar.
The time when people can come in our community and get us to vote for them so that they can be our political leaders and tell us what to do and what not to do is long gone.
Seems like ever since the ball I got in office.
Everybody want the same thing, don't they? Everybody want to happy end. Everybody say we need a new president, but we all know that won't change a thing. Nobody wanna work for a living. Everybody want their children warm. Everybody want their family protected. Food, clothes, and shelter for the storm. I wake up in the morning, my mind focused on freedom. My name is Obubala, that's for the love of the people. Don't wanna be deceived by the pyramid and the eagle. If you ain't got no dinero, America don't see you. But that's all some game, they all some lame. All over the terrain is hurricane and flames. Up in the gun range to improve my aim and then use my brain and continue the train. And if you live like you know what it is, then you're gonna be living for the struggle and loving one another. Love like the kings and queens we are. We are. We are. Sick of these crooked police, sick of these politicians, sick of these schools and the churches, sick of their whole system. Instead of education, they building new prisons. This generation fed up, seeking a new vision. Waiting on health care, you dying on a stretcher. They take away the welfare, no food, clothes, and shelter. Got these teens in wheelchairs, military veterans, but the people waking up to resist this oppression.
So let the people be heard. We won't continue to say.
Same thing, don't they? Everybody wants a happy end. Everybody say we need a new president, but we all know that won't change a thing. Nobody wanna work for a living. Everybody wants their children born. Everybody wants their family protected. Food, clothes, and shelter from the storm.
DeadPress.com. Come on. I salute Supernova Slum. Natural.com. Boss up to you.
If I get wasted and you get wasted, what we gon' do about the next generation? Rockstar lifestyle ain't gon' make it. Too many black men locked in cages. If I get wasted and you get wasted, what we gon' do about the next generation?
Capitalism was invented by the white boys. Even prison was invented by the white boys. So you better watch out, or they might force you to snort white boy, white girl, a white horse. Up north racist, down south racist. Same government leaders just changed places. $7 trillion on Wall Street wasted. How much more they gonna spend on the spaceship? I gotta face it, you gotta face it. Soon everybody gonna be butt naked. How much longer do you think we gonna take it? Still not free and still no 40 acres. Rockstar lifestyle ain't gonna make it. Too many black men locked in cages. If I get wasted and you get wasted, what we gonna do by the next generation? Rockstar lifestyle ain't gonna make it. Too many black men locked in cages. If I get wasted and you get wasted, what we gonna do by the next generation?
I used to wake up in the morning, first thing gotta taste it. Drunk, got my mind on an everyday basis. Stay throwing up Andre by the cases. Smoking mad blunt, so much money that I wasted. Going through the stages, growing up young black male trying to make it. Caught up in the matrix. Was it lack of discipline or deep self-hatred? Suppose it could have been a form of self-medication. Stress on my mind, it was a way to escape it. Wash away the problems when I didn't want to face them. I told myself it was just recreation. I could stop anytime, G, it's not like I'm basing. But deep inside, I felt my health deteriorating. Gout in my leg, toothache so irritating. Wasting mad time, could have been paper chasing. Slipping on my pimp and catching all kind of cases. Learning the hard way, first-hand education. Had to give my body a break and make some changes. Had to get back on solid foundation. Tighten up my diets, workouts, and meditation. It don't happen in a day, it take patience. Still, every day is a challenge, but I'ma make it. A soldier don't run from the struggle, he embrace it. Don't worry what another to think, that's liberation.
People's Radio, turn off the radio. Turn off that bullshit.
I'm close to the edge, don't push me. I'm close to the edge, don't push me. I'm close to the edge, don't push me.
Yo, this recession got a nigga losing calories. Can't get no food in your stomach without that salary. Gotta come up by any means, my mentality. Don't wanna dream about it, got to bring it to reality. On my side of town, this ain't new, this is life. If you ain't lived it, then you have no idea what it's like to go to bed with excruciating pain in your abdomen. So hungry you can't sleep, you just lay awake imagining. Big dreams, big schemes, big risk taking. Penitentiary waiting for me if I'm mistaken. Paying dues, can't lose, failure's not an option. The only way is up when you coming from the bottom. Tired of watching all these companies get bailed out, and the only thing that poor people get is another jailhouse. That's why ain't nothing patriotic in me. For they system, my heart is empty.
Don't hate my grind. We gotta make a way. The business is getting tough for every day. Where there's a hustle, there's a way. Don't hate my grind.
Another day up in the serving concrete village. Trying to live in a world where they just drive and pillage. I'm waking up in the closet I went to sleep in. I pick up my pistol and I get back out on the creek. And I see the same bullshit I just saw the day before. Drugs and the murders and my people trying to play me, yo. I ain't about that bullshit and they already know it. I don't wanna have to kill, but still I can't show it. So I mean, mother, screw face, I'm in, I twist up. Hand on my strap while I'm balling my other fist up. Man, speed a fifth and roll me another slip up. It's one way or another, my nigga, I'm just to lift up. Up of the trouble and the stress and the mess. I'm just hoping that the good Lord is choosing me to bless. I'm tired of this world trying to be like a my nigga, I'm close to the edge, don't push me.
My grind, you gotta make a way. The things is getting tough for every day. Where there's a hustle, there's a way. Don't hate, don't hate.
Ain't no retirement for
Smith & Wesson. It's reliable. No 401k for this runaway slave. Tomorrow when we hungry today, but you don't hear me though. We be surviving off the Cheerios and videos. We get a dose of the high fructose, and there we go, a recipe for the grind. AKA the struggle, AKA the muscle, AKA the hustle. It's hard enough for us to trust one another when I see you as a threat, not my sister or my brother. I hope one day we put this all behind us and resurrect the grind museum for memories to remind us.
We gotta make a way. But as a hustle, there's a way. Don't hate my grind. We gotta find a way. But things is getting rougher every day. But as a hustle, there's a way.
I feel like Melly Mel on the message. I'm close to the edge, don't push me. I'm trying to hold my head, but it's hard out here for a pimp, man. The cemetery waiting for you if you slip, man. Another day of oppression. They call it possession, it's media misdirection. But you know what, get greeted by repression. A long overdue, much needed insurrection. It's a cold world, but I'm a grown man. And a grown man need power in his own hands. Ain't no sitting around waiting, complaining unless you in love with the plantation.
Don't hate my grind. We gotta make a way. Though things is getting tougher every day. But there's a hustle, there's a way. Don't hate my grind. We gotta find a way. Though things is getting rougher every day. But there's a hustle, there's a way. Don't hate.
All in the game, yeah. Just different levels, yeah. Dealing with the same hell, just different devils, devils.
Invasion. Hey!
Inspiration that came from black, Latino, and young people. From the ghettos of the Bronx, Brooklyn, New York, you know what I'm saying?
Of
course. Police, can't wait to get from mama house. Hopped off the porch, old enough for some drama now. Pistol in his pocket, barely strong enough to cock it, but he ain't scared to pop it, got a heart like Colossus. Mama ain't home, daddy locked down, still his gold chain swing, pants sagged down. He be clean, fresh teaser, new jeans, new sneakers, middle finger to his teachers. A rebellious young genius, low Bobby Hutton, 09 version, ready to touch something, no matter what, determined to make his life worth something. Keeping it gangster, cause the young black male is in danger. One slip, I hit these crackers, I hang. Choice, you gotta ride. Young in age, but your mind is wise. Walking strong with a king touch, strutting your stride. Black pride in them, young, hungry, wanna survive. Don't collide with them.
Yeah, I hear all that white shit. I gotta get out here and get this money. Pay my
first
sheet, grow every day. I'm broke, I ain't nobody giving me no jobs. I gotta get it,
run
it
on. Run it wild, run it wild, run it wild, run it wild.
Run it wild.
Today is not easy to do. Either you're choosing your path or your path to choose you. Lil Kazi got big shoes to fill for his fam. He's so young, it's hard for him to understand that he the man of the house. He know the time, his mama work overtime, and his attitude. Go to school just to battle MCs in the cafeteria. Fell asleep in third period to the theory that the president is black, so he should try to be that. Better yet, put a cat on your back and go to Iraq. But he already done told aside a bona fide people army soldier rolling for life. Mind sharp as that switchblade, knife in his back pocket. Ain't no crack in his sock. He got bigger dreams and even more than money counting. He ready to move mountains. The future Kwame and Kuma, and you know it's a dirty job, but somebody gotta do it.
Yeah.
die. Street tribes, real soldiers don't die. We multiply. Love to see the homies clicked up, fist up. Khaki on sack, bandana rag, twist up. Hood cry, unified, G'd up. Ride or die. Street tribes, real soldiers don't die. We multiply.
We multiply. We multiply.